We're up to Siv Dalet. We'll be doing Dalet and He. Siv Dalet. La'olam korim tzavis aron kodim pesach b'pshuta. Parshat tzav is lain before pesach in a shana pshuta, not a shana mu'beres. The reason we do that is because the halachis of hagolis kelim are there. Umitzora b'mu'beres. And Parshas Mitzora and Ishana mu'beres. They both have hagolis kelim. One is shviris kelim, one hagolis kelim. Chutz mi'beheches. What's that? And that is that when Rosh Hashanah is on Hay, and Cheshvan and Kislev are both Chaser. So that's called a year of Hay Ches. Rosh Hashanah is on Yom Hay, and Cheshvan and Kislev are both Chaser. The Ramah adds, Veheishin Mu'beres. The same thing would be in Ashana Mu'beres, where Rosh Hashanah is on Yom Hay, and both Cheshvan and Kislev are Moleh. It's just that if one is Moleh and one is Chaser, then it'll be different. Shekorin Achrei Mos Kodim Pesach. In that year, that we're gonna lay in Achrei Mos Kodim Pesach. Meaning, if it's not, if one is Mali, one is Chaser, then it fits into then it fits into if it's a Shana Muberes, then it'll fit into us laying Tzav beforehand. Otherwise, we'll lay in Achrei Mos Kodim Pesach. So the way it works is that before Pesach, we lay Parshas Tzav or Parshas Mitzorin Ashanam Uberes, and then that exceptional case, which is where Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, it's a Shanam Uberes, and the 2 months of Cheshvan and Kislev are either both Moli or Chaser, there we will lay Achrei Mos before Pesach. Ulaolam Korin Parshas Bamidbar Sinai Kodam Atzeres. We always lay Bamidbar. Parshas Midbar before Shavuos, the reason being that first of all the Klolos of Bechukosai have to be before Bamidbar before Shavuos, because Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah, it's one of the Arba Prokim Shalom Nidan. So what we want to say is Tich Lashana V'Kil Lo Seha, and we don't want it right next to Shavuos, so we're mafsik with Parshas Bamidbar. Tesk ba'av kodim ve'eschanan. Tisha b'av is before ve'eschanan because the tochocha of Dvorim is supposed to be just before Tisha b'av. Nitzavim kodim Rosh Hashanah. Nitzavim is just before Rosh Hashanah. Ulachein kisha Rosh Hashanah b'yom beis gimel. When Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday. She'shtei Shabbos is ben Rosh Hashanah l'sukkos. That there's one Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and another one between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. So you're going to need two parshiyos. Shrichim lechalak mitzavim vayelach. Kedei sheyikru vayelach ben Rosh Hashanah l'tzom Kippur, vazinu ben tzom Kippur l'sukkos. The simin bag beis gimel hamelach pas vayelach. Aval kishe Rosh Hashanah b'yom hei, when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Thursday. Oz ain ben Rosh Hashanah l'sukkos ala Shabbos achas. So there's only Shabbos shuvim between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. Shekorin bo hazinu oz vayelech and nitzavim kodem Rosh Hashanah. Then you lay nitzavim vayelech before Rosh Hashanah, and hazinu is Shabbos shuvah. The simon l'pshuta, a simon for the parshias in a shana pshuta, is pikdu, which is tzav upischu before Pesach. Ulumuberes sigru pischu, sigru is mitzora, and then pischu with a samach, pesach. Minu v'itzru, bamidbar before atzeres, before shvuas. Somo v'tzolu, fast on Tisha B'Av, and then lein v'eschanon. Kumun v'snitzavim v'tiku, and then comes Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Mishnah Brura points out that Parshas Noso is going to end up coming out before Shavuos in a Shana Mu'beres when Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday, in which case Achrei Mos gets lain before Pesach. So there you're going to have an extra week. You're going to have an extra Shabbos before Shavuos. So Parshas Noso ends up being lain before Shavuos. Otherwise, it's generally Bamidbar. Now, The Mishnah Berurah brings down several a whole list of the parshiyos that are the parshiyos that go together and when we split them up. So the parshiyos that go together in a shana uberes are separated, in a shana pshuta they get together. So it's Vayakal Pakude Tazrim Tzorach Hermos Kadoshim Baram Bechukosai. They are always mechuber in a shana pshuta. They're always separate in a shana uberes. Except in a case where Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, one of those years that Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, and Kislev and Cheshvan are both Mole, and it's a Shana Pshuta, there we divide Vayakal Pekude. Now also, Chukas Bolok, they are always separate, unless Shavuos, the second day of Shavuos, falls out on a Shabbos. In which case, in Eretz Yisrael, they will actually be laning Noso that week, and they're going to get ahead all the way until Chukas Bolok. That's where you have the case that Eretz Yisrael is ahead of Chutz La'aretz for several weeks, where in Chutz La'aretz they'll put Chukas Bolok together, and Eretz Yisrael they'll lay them separately, and they'll both be together in Parshas Bolok. Parshas Matas and Masay are always together, unless it's a Shana Mu'uberes, and Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, because there you get an extra Shabbos in the year. Nitzavim Vayelach, there we saw in the Mechaber that they are separate only when Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down in a case where the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos. So it turns out that the eighth day of Pesach is also Shabbos. For the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that's a regular Shabbos. The Bnei Chutz La'aretz, that's Achron Shel Pesach. So the Bnei Eretz Yisrael end up with an extra Shabbos between Pesach and Shavuos. The shaila is what to do there. So there are two minhagim brought down. One minig is that Tazria and Mitzora will be lain separately, and others will separate Bahar and Bechukosai to make up for that extra week that the Bnei Yisrael that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael have. That's all in Hashana Pshuta, in Hashana Muberes. So there in Eretz Yisrael they will be Mafrid, Matas, and Masay. And between Pesach and Matas Masay, there'll be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That's for quite some time. Sifhei, Parshas Hazinu, Mechalkin Parshiyose, Kedar Shei Mechalkin also B'Mikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they were Mechalik, the Parshiyos, when they sang Hazinu. So this is the way it has to be divided. Sheyakorin Hashira, Pamachas, L'Shishi Yemei HaShavua, V'Simon Haziz Loch, Hazinu, Zachor, Yarkiveyu, Vayar, Lu Chochmu, and there's another minog of Lulei Kas Oyev, and Lamais others do like the Shulchan Aruch. Ki Esel Shemayim at Sofa Shira, Vashvi Korim is Sofa Shira at Sofa Parsha. So if you want to have any Hosafis, they cannot be till after the Haziz Loch. Hagov v'dafke b'Shabbes mechalken haparshiyos, avol mincha b'Shabbes beis v'hei, mincha Shabbos, and Monday and Thursday, ein lochus, you can divide it any way you want, because you're not laning the entire parsha anyway.